morning.
Okay. So we're good to start?
Okay. I'm going to be there in a probably a day or two. Is that
Eddie,
what
mute us.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No problem. Just put us on mute and continue with your day.
Okay. Jen, you ready to start?
I'm ready.
We have six, right?
We do.
Okay. So I'd like to call the County of Sullivan IDA to order. Roll call, please.
Good morning, Mr. Stengert.
Here.
Have a good
Mr. Welcome. Stengert's Bye-bye. President. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Gunther?
Present.
Mr. Gunther's present. Mr. Perello?
Yep.
Mr. Perello's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Stikes?
Here.
Mr. Stikes is present, and Ms. Laughlin and Mr. Smith are absent. We also have Jen and Debbie on the line, and Walter, and Joseph Abraham from the Democrat.
Okay, so first order is approval of the minutes from November 9th. A motion?
So moved. Paul.
Second.
Mr. Howard, any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. Bills and communication. Motion as submitted. There was one change that was sent out before the weekend, correct, for the $1,500. Am I correct, Jen?
For the Deutsch family, 1 and 2?
Yeah.
All of those flow through, Ira. Those are for the sales tax extensions.
I know. I just want to make sure everybody had the most recent one, though. That's why I'm saying that. So.
Yeah. I'll make the motion, Howard.
I'll second it, Carol.
Carol, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Jen or staff, any changes or any additional information for the activity report? Not, we'll go into the first resolution is authorizing the agency to provide funding for the Partnership for Economic Development. We have a motion so we can discuss it.
I'll move it.
So that was Howard, and was that Paul second?
I think it was Ed.
It was Ed and Paul.
Okay. Okay, any discussion? Before we vote, I want to just disclose that not through the partnership, but through outside agencies, I have done work for them. And I had prior permission to do that. When I say I, Steingart Associates, which I'm a partner in, but all I have to do is disclose it. So, which I'm doing. So I'd like to call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. Next resolution is extending the sales tax abatement period for the Deutsch Family 1 LLC and Deutsch Family 2 LLC. It's just extending the sales tax abatement. Motion? Well, we can do the second and third together unless we have a problem with that.
I'll
move both of them.
What does this operation do?
That's the apple farm. They're going to make wine, right?
They're going to make cider.
Cider, I meant.
Okay. Yeah. Fine.
And the other is the former Calicoon Hospital, which they're turning into a short-term rental type of tourism destination.
They'll spend the week in the hospital. That's not bad.
You mean that's another sky?
I'll move both of them.
Right? Is that the second one is another sky?
No.
No.
They're buildings.
No. Okay. Another. So why are we moving two and then there's another one here?
Well, because it's the same.
The two that are from the same family, which
is. Oh, got it. All right. Got it. Sorry.
So you have, Don't
we have a first. We don't have a second.
I'll move it.
I'll do the second. Or Carol will move it.
Okay.
And this is Susie. I just got on. I apologize for being late.
Good morning.
Understandable. You did a good job this morning, Susie.
Thank you, Howard.
Okay. So we have a first and second. Susie, we're on the second and third resolution, just to bring you up to speed.
Thank you.
Then I'll call a question. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. The fourth one. First of all, before we go, are all these extensions, are everybody up to date with their paperwork?
Yes. All projects on today's agenda for sales tax abatement extensions have submitted their reports and fees.
Okay. So should ask that for the second and third one, but better late than never. Okay, then is there any issues with doing the sales tax extensions in one? Do you see any, Howard, the rest of them?
Unless somebody has to recuse themselves or disclose something on one of them.
Well, I'm gonna either disclose or recuse with Montrain, which is the casino.
Just keep going.
Let's
then.
Do one at a time then.
Okay, good. Okay.
So is that a question, Howard, on another sky?
Yes.
Okay, so we're up to the
another
card for hospitality extension. So, motion?
I made that.
Okay, and a second?
Second it. Paul.
Now, this is the one that had some ownership transfer, correct, Walter?
Not that I'm aware of.
No? Okay.
They're looking for investors right now, so they need a little bit of COVID relief.
Okay.
You don't have to agree, Ira. You could, you know, we could get somebody that does say, you know, I object.
Which
one is Forestburg Hospitality?
It's the campground in the town of Forestburg that they were developing under the name of Another Sky, and the primary owner of the development company died while on vacation, so they have been sort of treading water looking for new investors. They still have the same leadership, John Knapp, but the primary financial backer of the project died while on vacation.
How much money do they want?
I'm not sure that I know the exact amount, but it's a few million dollars.
Is this going to happen, do you think?
Not unless they find some money.
I'm asking the same question.
They're doing infrastructure. There's no way to know, but the things that they're spending on at least seem to be somewhat reasonable when they walk away, as opposed to, like, landscaping. They need to complete the septic and the water system. And it's an abatement only if they do it, correct?
Correct. It has been, not with respect to this project, but many other projects we're involved in that are tourism-related. We have one project we're involved in another county that's gotten 36 no's from 36 different banks. Nobody seems to be interested in financing hospitality until we sort out the COVID crisis.
Well, in other words, most optimistically, it'd be next summer.
Lucky, if they get lucky.
Right, which is what they said.
Right.
We can't get hurt. We can't get hurt if they don't spend money.
Well, it's not a matter of...
It's just really finding more about the project, and there's no downside risk to extending this at all.
Okay, so you're going to call the question.
So I'll call the question then. More discussion? I don't want to feel like I cut anybody off. Okay, then I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. We'll move on to the next resolution. Is also extending the sales tax. This is Vivaria Lifestyle. And a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second it, Paul.
Okay.
Have we gotten a specific list on this, or is this a general request?
It limits the proposed resolution limits the exemption to the sewer plant upgrades, which is the same language that was in the last resolution we did.
Only asking the questions to get that information out.
Yep.
We knew you had the answer already, Walter.
No, it's the resolution. I just wanted to make sure everybody saw it. This is a request extremely limited in scope to sewer plant upgrades. The hotel has been open for a while.
More or less.
Okay. I'll not respond to that last comment because I get it. So I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? Okay, the next one is extending the sales tax abatement for Rock Meadow Partners, LLC, Great Pine, LLC, Narrow Building, LLC, Indian Fields, LLC. Motion?
I'll move it, Susie.
That's Susie and Carol?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Any discussion on this or any updates from staff? Okay, then I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any against? Okay. On to the next resolution is extending the sales tax abatement for Montrain Operating Company, which just is the casino. So I'm going to recuse myself.
I'll let Susie handle the meeting while you're sidelined.
Okay.
Is the casino open or not?
Yes.
Okay, so, Walter, is there anything that staff needs to add to update us on this, or should we get a motion to approve?
Oh, I think they're up to date on their filings, Julio, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
As you know, there's a tremendous amount of exterior landscaping that died off. That's the primary reason for the extension request, and it will not be until we have better weather than this that they tackle those required improvements.
Did it die off because they weren't taking care of it?
I
thought it was a soil issue, that something with the soil that was bad.
Okay.
No, something they brought in, Paul. That's what I remember. Am I wrong, Walter?
I never knew the reason, but I know when you drive to the casino, you see a lot of dead trees along the side of their otherwise well-manicured roads. So there are other little things that they have left to do as well. And if you recall, we also authorized to the extent necessary for them to make improvements as mandated for health and safety due to the COVID crisis and governor's various orders on things like HEPA filters and the like. But I think they're all obviously up to speed on all of that, or they wouldn't be allowed to reopen.
Obviously, they didn't have Alan Gary help them with the landscaping.
Nope.
That's for sure. That would have been a good idea.
I think you need a motion in a second, Susie.
Yep. Okay, so can I have a motion to approve the resolution?
I'll make it.
Okay, second. Ed, was that you?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Turning it back over to you,
Ira. Why don't we skip
one?
Susie, why don't we skip one and do the next one, which is also Montrain, so.
Okay. Oh, okay. Is the next one also Montrain?
No, the one. Okay, skip one and then go to one right after that is.
Oh, okay.
So I'm recusing myself again. So.
Got it. Let me get to that one.
This is a request in the same vein as the requests we handled last month for an amendment to the payment in lieu of tax agreement to eliminate employment goals for two employment years ending in 2020 and 2021. And this casino, like many of the other businesses where we already gave this same relief were closed due to governor's executive orders for health reasons because of the pandemic.
Right. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the resolution?
I'll move it.
Say your name when you're doing it, just so for a minute.
Move it, Perillo. Howard.
Perillo, second, Howard. Okay. Any discussion, questions?
We did ask that Paul and Joe Perillo make a recommendation to the board. Their information showed that they went from 1,200 and some employees in March down to somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 during the time that they were completely closed. So, Joe and Paul, do you have a recommendation?
I recommend we approve it.
I agree also.
Okay, so let's call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that resolution's passed. So now, Ira, we're going to go back to one, which is
RHH. Yes.
And yep, I am now going to recuse myself from this one because the law firm of Billy Laughlin and Silver is counsel.
Okay. So the resolution is approving and consenting to execution and delivery of project termination agreement and any and all related documents conveying real property and personal property relating to RHH Land LLC project to the company. I want to just disclose I have done work for the Resnicks. I haven't done work for this project in quite a few years, so I'm just disclosing it and feel comfortable with voting. So
I have a question.
And actually, maybe that's the same for me, Walter. I have nothing to do with this project. My husband obviously is part of that law firm, but
I marked you as abstaining, Susie.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so was that Howard asking a question?
Well, I did. I mean, because I'm not sure that there's any conflict of interest on somebody that just wants to terminate something, correct?
Well, that's I'm comfortable. That's why I'm just disclosing it. And on top of it, I haven't done work for that property.
Right, but just forgetting even that, Walter, let me ask you a question. Anybody along the way can terminate something, and there's nothing that we can do about it, correct?
Yeah, this one is the answer is yes to your question in general. There are reasons in this involving this property why we wanted to put forth a resolution and probably in most cases would put forth a resolution, but this project has been in default, and we did amend the pilot agreement to establish an escrow arrangement. Then there was a lack of payments into the escrow account, but now the project is being sold. Jen and I have been working together to put together what we would call a final invoice. So there are complexities here that don't normally exist, like at the end of a project.
So my question then is, they owe us money, correct?
We owe them money, and they owe us more money.
Okay. So now, is our motion subject to getting paid before they can close?
We are not delivering the deed unless the IDA has been, if you go to section 2 of the resolution. There are amounts that are due to the agency under the project documents, reserved rent, for example. We also, because of the timing of the transaction, will be picking up a prorated pilot payment on behalf of the Monticello Central School District because we bill our pilots in January for the current calendar year. So for 2021, this property will be taxable and somebody will pay the taxes. But for the period September 1st to the time the exemption is revoked by transferring the property, there's been no pilot payment billed. So we're going to be picking up a prorated payment in lieu of tax for the benefit of the Monticello Central School District. And the third item under Section 2 is there's going to be a bunch of recording fees. There's previously billed and unpaid professional fees, and there'll be professional fees relating to this transaction. All of those things are conditions to the execution and delivery of the deed, project termination agreement, and the like that are listed in Section 1. So
I would recommend that we absolutely stick to that, because if I understand it correctly, this thing is coming off the tax rolls probably anyway. So I would at least want to not have a problem in getting as much money to our municipalities as we can, the schools, et cetera.
Wait, do we know that, Howard? It's coming off tax rolls?
We know the buyer is an exempt organization. Whether we don't know that the buyer is going to apply for an exemption, but you would fully expect
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
I would fully expect them based on the service delivery they provide and their funding streams. It would be highly unlikely that they wouldn't look for tax exempt status. I mean, they do good work, but that's not has nothing to do with what they do. It has to do with what we have left.
Well, Howard, I think Jen and I have done everything possible to make sure that anything and everything that's owed, including a prorated pilot payment for the benefit of the Monticello School District, will be collected on Friday at the closing.
Perfect. Thank you.
So we'll call the question then.
Nobody, do you have a motion and a second?
I thought we did that.
I'll make a motion. I mean, it's not, as long as we get our money, I'll make a motion.
We have a second? Howard's first?
I'll
second it, Paul.
Okay, Paul's second. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against?
Susie abstaining.
I've marked Susie as abstaining.
Can I ask a question that's not relevant to any of these projects, but it relates to Montrain and so on? What's the latest on the Lego project? When is that thing going to open? Anybody know?
I heard that not this year, next year.
Well, next
what do you mean, 21 or 22?
22, I think, but I'm not sure. So
looks like it's three-quarters built.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
You go by there, it's almost done.
Right.
Because that'll have some effect, I would think, on the casino and everything else up here.
Who okay. knows what restrictions they're going to have in operating?
That's why I'm asking.
So, okay. With the vaccines coming out today, hopefully within 6 months that enough people will be vaccinated that life will be back to the new normal.
You could,
any other discussion on this? Okay. So I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. We have three resolutions left. Can we do them together? Because they're basically changing the rules so we're consistent.
There's no reason.
Solar projects?
There's no reason these can't be handled as a block.
Yeah.
Good.
So I'd like to make them. Go ahead. So someone's going to speak. So I'd like to make a motion to do the Delaware 1, 4, and 5 LLC projects. We're changing the pilot agreement to match our agreements going forward. A motion.
I'll move it.
Carol.
Carol and Paul, it sounded like.
Sounds good.
Any discussion? Everybody understands what we're doing here? Then I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay, so that finishes the IDA.
Well, we got one more thing under old business, if it's okay.
Go ahead.
We are still working on the 7-year-old land swap at Kutcher's, and I want to make sure that the board is aware and okay with the current method by which we're proposing to proceed. This was already approved by a resolution adopted, which contemplated that the portion of the former Kutcher Sports Academy property that has a bunch of water improvements would be conveyed to Varia, and some Varia property that's part of the Wellness Center would be conveyed to Congregation Ikkad Anash. What we always contemplated going along is that existing mortgages on those properties, to the extent there were any, would be released, and that if there were mortgages on properties to which these were being added, the mortgages would be modified so that the land being conveyed, let's say, from the congregation to Varia would be subject to the mortgage. It turns out that while it's not a condition of our prior resolution approving this, that's not going to happen because the Varia mortgage with the United Bank of India as the administrative lender and Canara Bank and other banks in India, that mortgage is in default. So there won't be a modification of that mortgage. But it doesn't – I just want to make sure everybody knows that, so that if the question is asked later, it never was a condition of our prior resolution. I just want to make sure everybody is aware of it. That's all.
Any questions or okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
That's Paul. Second?
Second. Howard.
Howard. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Everybody realizes we have a funding corp and an infrastructure. Two short meetings.